This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Jeff Sandhu, sitting in for Richard Bradbury, and together with me is
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
And on the show today, we've been asking you to get in touch with us since 10 o'clock in the morning. We're asking you, how do you keep yourself motivated at work, or how do employers keep the employees motivated at work? Have you ever gotten an email from your CEO at 1 a.m.? And this is because Elon Musk, we will get to our story in just a bit, Elon Musk sent out an email at 1:20 in the morning, trying to motivate the staff, but it kind of backfired. Which is, I guess, you know, for some people it's a bit like not surprising there. And then we've got a story about growing human organs in space.
Wow.
Yep. And GoFundMe campaigns helped this caterer from the Fire Festival. I'm sure many of you would have seen this Netflix documentary. It's also on Hulu, but we don't get Hulu here in Malaysia. So a lot of you probably would have watched the Fire Festival documentary and would have felt sorry for one of the caterer. But there's a GoFundMe campaign that has a very positive story towards it. And Christine will be talking to us about how you can spot the phishing email. Thanks to Google.
Yeah, specifically Google is curious about quizzing you guys about that.
Ah, I love quizzes. It's like a challenge that, you know, challenge accepted, especially if it's a tech quiz, like this kind of phishing things.
That's
fun. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. But anyways, like, have you ever gotten an email from your CEO at 1 o'clock in the morning? And let's just say that, you know, it's not a pretty email. It's kind of like a sad or a not so positive email. And that's because Elon Musk got down and dirty recently, announcing another round of job cuts. And this time he's reducing the number of full-time employees to about 7%. And the job cuts, according to Elon Musk, says is necessary to help the company meet its unique challenges that it faces. And the challenges include like making their cars better, the batteries and solar products more cost competitive with the fossil fuel industry, because Elon Musk says that it is still too expensive for most people, especially when it comes to, you know, Tesla competing against the, you know, the larger manufacturers who have, you know, billions and billions of US dollars, and they're all running on fossil fuels and stuff, right? So all of this hard work is worth it, Musk says, to support the mission of accelerating the advent of sustainable transport and energy, which is important for all life on Earth. Which is, again, like, I'm questioning whether is he even human, because, you know, why would a human being kind of relate to things about, you know, we got to support life on Earth. I've never heard another human being say that, so it's a little bit weird. But you know, he does say a lot of things in the email, but what kind of like took people by a bit of a surprise is that, you know, he said that there are many companies that can offer a better work-life balance because they are larger and more mature, or in industries that are not so vigorously competitive. Attempting to build an affordable clean energy products at scale necessarily requires extreme effort and relentless creativity, but succeeding in our mission is essential to ensure that the future is good. So we must do everything that we can to advance the cause. We must do everything we can to advance the cause.
So drama.
Yeah. And you go like, hang on a minute, I'm reading this email at 1:20 a.m. in the morning. And then you start off the email by saying that there will be job cuts.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got to put in effort into this because we got to save mankind. We got to save planet Earth. And, you know, we got to do all that we can to you know, get this cause, to achieve this. And you go like, hey, hang on a minute, Elon Musk, I don't know how that's motivating me here.
Yeah, I think this is a really good example of someone who is thinking so much about the big picture, they totally forget about the smaller picture as well. You know, like on a small level, right? If you're emailing your employees at 1 in the morning, they're not going to get enough sleep. So they're not going to have the energy to come to work and, like, you know, be motivated to continue the company's vision. Like, it's I don't know, man. We've heard a lot of stuff from Elon Musk where he seems to really have kind of lost touch with, like, the reality of his situation.
I think with Elon Musk, it's a case of, if you work for Elon Musk, then you have to expect like certain eccentric things to happen, like reading emails like this at, you know, either first thing in the morning, or if you're awake at 1:20, then you get like a ping on your phone, and then you check your email, and either you're fired or you jump on his or you jump on his motivation bandwagon. So it's one of those two things.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. Like, yeah, what do you do at 1:20 in the morning when you when you read that email? Just, you go like, hang on a minute, which boat am I on here now?
You can't really go back to sleep after that, because then you're so full of anxiety. Like, am I going to go in tomorrow and then I'm not going to have a job anymore? Like, what do I do?
Yeah. Mm. So, but it's, it is, I think with him, it's becoming like one of those, it's not a healthy thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's like, I think people who work directly under him, not the bigger Tesla, like just directly under him, have to be afraid of, you know, what's he going to think of in the middle of the night? Because he seems like someone, like, he sleeps in the office, he sleeps on the couch in his office.
He's trying to lead by example. But I think it's backfiring here,
it's
though,
not
right?
A healthy example, I think, is the main problem. Example. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's clearly not really taking care of himself if he's sending emails at 1:20 in the morning. So I don't see why people should follow his example in the first place. Mm.
Some are saying that this is his dark side of emotional intelligence, because you know, like it or not, he does have some, you know, sense when he speaks about, you know, we got to save planet Earth, they got to find sustainable ways of doing it, but the way he's doing it, it's like what Christine said, it's a little bit too extreme.
Yeah,
because he's just thinking so much of that bigger picture that he's forgetting, like, hey, hang on a minute, not everyone is an Elon Musk in Tesla. But, you know, some of us are human beings.
Yeah.
And for someone who is against the robot thing, then there's only one Elon Musk. There's no way that he's going to be able to duplicate himself, right? Because he's against the whole you know, cloning and AI and, you know, like cut and paste your intelligence into someone else kind of thing.
So, you know, best organizations, they tend to, you know, use their messaging to inspire people and reach them on an emotional level, which is the kind of thing that I don't see Elon Musk doing at all. I don't know where is his emotional feelings are, because I've not heard anything that he said, you know, in the number of years that kind of relates to you in your heart. It's just more in your brain. You go like, oh, wow,
What this feels like to me is someone who's like running a 10K marathon and then they forget that like not everyone can run a 10K marathon. But they're not just running it, they're sprinting it at full speed and they don't care like if their muscles get strained or anything. They're just going for it. So other people are like, I mean, I was just going to do 100 meters, but I mean, you do you, I guess.
Yeah, and that person gets fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 1:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
So sad. That's a tough life. Yeah, so let us know, what are your thoughts about, you know, receiving emails in the wee hours? And like, you know, are you the type of person who are continuously connected to your work? And how do you then sort of be motivated to go back to work when you do receive, you know, one of a sad email or not so happy email when it's after work hours? How do you, all employers, if you've had any experience, like how has your employers kept you motivated in your job, especially if you've been in this job for a long time? Get in touch with us. We are at BFM Radio on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. Or you could WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. This is Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers for Elon Musk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.